light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, is very beautifully reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ Decorate your mahafil, your gatherings, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ For indeed the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another wonderful, beautiful episode and silsila of the series, The Light of Guidance. So alhamdulillah, today once again we are with you and with another beautiful topic, and the topic for today will inshallah azawajal be modesty, I would say chastity and Islam. And how Islam teaches us to be modest, how Islam teaches us haya, how Islam teaches us sharmo haya, this shame, this modesty, this chastity. This is something which Islam does teach us, and as believers, all of us need to have this quality instilled in our hearts, in our life, in our lifestyle, whether And it's not only specified to women. No, even the male, even the men folk, the males, you also have to have this modesty which Islam demands from you. Subhanallah. So inshallah, this will be our focal point of discussion. So be with us inshallah for the entire discussion, and inshallah azza wa jal, all of us will benefit from it. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Before we begin our discussion, we'll quickly take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion, which is modesty in Islam. So please be with us inshallah after this short kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह मैं छोड़े जा रहा हूँ दर तुम्हारा या रसूल अल्लाह बुलाना जल्द मुझको फिर खुदारा رسول اللہ چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بولا سنا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ
نگاہ گنبد خضرا کو تکتی جاتی نگاہیں گنبد خضرا کو تکتی اور جھک جاتی نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی سلام آخری دو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ، سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ، چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بولا سنا جب مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ، یہ آنکھیں رو رہی ہے اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے، یہ آنکھیں رو رہی ہے اور دل پر غم کا غلبہ ہے، کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ، وہ ممبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ، وہ ممبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ، ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ، ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ، چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بولا سنا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ، تمہیں رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا، دمِ رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا، کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ، کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ، میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ، میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں دل تمہارا یا رسول اللہ، بولا سنا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ،
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ. مرحبا 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 ماشاءاللہ، ویلکم بیک ٹو اور سلسلہ. یو آر واچنگ مدرین چینل اینڈ یو آر واچنگ دا لائٹ آف گائیڈنس. الحمدللہ، بیفور دی بریک وی مینشن دیٹ ٹوڈے وی ول بی ڈسکسنگ ماڈیسٹی اینڈ اسلام. مسٹ کیپ ان مائنڈ دیٹ ہیومن بینگ, the nature of human being is that they like to hasten towards things. You know, Allah Ta'ala also mentions in the Holy Quran, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا, right? So this is the nature and the fitrat of human beings, that we like to do things quickly. We want things must be done quickly. Right? Instead of waiting, that suffer, that patience we don't have. If we want something, it must be done now, it must be done then. And that's how human beings are. So whether it is, but unfortunately in good things, this quality does not take place. This quality of hastening towards things is only in fulfilling our desires and in fully fulfilling our carnal wishes. In other words, obeying and listening to our nafs. And when a person reaches that level, they just want to fulfill their desires as quickly as possible, they want to do it. They will not worry whatever the method is, whatever way they will use, how they will do it. The main objective in their mind is to fulfill their desires. Unfortunately, when a person has this mentality, and then with that we are living amongst the disbelievers, we are living amongst the kuffar, we are living in a world where there are people of different religions, different customs, different rituals, different traditions, different backgrounds, and there's so many things around us. I mean, we have people who we converse to, we have people who we are working with, we have friends, we have family members, we have people who are not associated to Islam, but unfortunately we are living in their environment, in their circle, with them, we are eating with them, drinking with them. It happens, all right? And it happens with everyone across the globe. You are sitting in a taxi and there's a non-Muslim sitting next to you, all right? You're eating in a restaurant, there's a non-Muslim sitting next to you. It happens. It's all across the globe. And when a person is living in the environment, then naturally he starts adapting towards the environment of the non-Islamic cultures. He starts moving towards that mentality. He starts moving towards that mindset. I mean, he sees around him the ways the disbelievers are practicing their religions, the different festivals they're having, the different traditions they're having, the different rituals which they are practicing. And when a person sees all of this, and somehow, because those things are against Islam, and in those festivals, those rituals, those customs, whatever you give the name, whatever it is, in there they are disobeying Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but apparently it is something which is exciting. Let's say, for example, a festival is on this day, this certain group of individuals, they have to go and watch a film, they have to go watch a movie, alright? So it is something which is disobeying Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but it is a festival of the non-believers, and it is something which a Muslim, when he looks at it, he gets excited, and because in his nature there is this quality of hastening towards things, so he feels that, let me hasten, let me quickly go and do this action, let me go and try it out, let me see how it is. And when he starts doing that, that's how a person gets involved in all the evil things, especially the evils of the rituals and the customs of the opposing people, those people who are against Islam, those people who do not have any connection, any religion towards Islam, right? Valentine's Day as well. Valentine's Day is actually a non-Muslim festival, right? I won't say actually a festival. It's not even belonging to, or specifically to any religion. I mean, people of all different religions love this day because it's a day where a person can expose and do whatever he wants to do. In other words, he can do every immoral activity, every wrong action, every filthy action, but he can give it the good name of Valentine's Day, or you can give it the good name that, we are doing all of this just to celebrate this one day. And because the name is so beautiful, so they can do every filthy activity and nobody will point a finger, nobody will question it, nobody will ask that, why are you doing this activity, this action, this act? Because it has been labeled as something wonderful, something good, something nice. When a person has this mentality, his nafs desires lots of things, and especially those things which are wrong, but he wants to try it out, he wants to do it, alright? And because Islam doesn't give him the permission to do it, then he looks for other ways in which he can do it, where he will not be called a bad person, at the same time he can fulfill the desire of his nafs and filthy wishes of his nafs, the carnal desires, and that's when a person gets involved in all these filthy activities. And normally, the people who are involved or who quickly move towards these sins and move towards this corruption are people of two categories. Number one, those people who have lots of wealth. Because they have wealth, right? And when a person has lots of wealth, he does every wrong thing because he has the access to do everything. He can't go and watch the movie because he has the money. You know, he can't go and gamble, he has the money. He can't go and drink the alcohol, he has the money. He can't go and ma'adallah do any filthy action, do any filthy act, commit zina, do fornication because he has the money and he doesn't feel bad in spending the money. He can go out with his friends, he can go out with ma'adallah his girlfriends, the girl can go out with the boyfriends because they have money. And once they have money, they become cool, they become the top people of the society. People start looking at them with awe, people start looking at them with respect, and they can do every wrong thing. People will not say anything to them because they have money. This money is that power that they can do every wrong thing because they have the access to it. And whilst doing every wrong thing, nobody will tell them anything because they have this power, which is money. So this is the first category of people who are involved in the dirty and filthy activities. Go to the clubs. Go to the casinos, go to the bars, go to ma'adala, the brothels, of any dirty and filthy place. You will find that majority of the people there are those people who are wealthy, who have wealthy backgrounds. Maybe it's a spoiled child, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, alright? Or it's an elderly person, but he is loaded, he has lots of wealth, he has lots of money, and you will find them at these places. Hardly you will find, yes, it's a 5% chance out of 100, where you will find a poor person who maybe took a loan from someone and came in and, you know, and sat in the bar, or he sat in the pub, or he sat in the casino, or he sat in the brothel, ma'adallah. No, mostly you will find those people who have the wealth to go and fulfill, ma'adallah, their carnal desires. That's one. The second category of people, those people who do not have intellect, do not have mind, so do not have the ability of thinking and knowing what is right, what is wrong. And unfortunately, this is what every person, whether you have wealth or you don't have wealth, once that opportunity of committing a sin is in front of you, at that time to control yourself and tell yourself that no, I do not want to do this action. I do not want to do this act. I do not want to commit this act. I will not do it. That self-control is the most important thing in your life. And you cannot do that at that moment. If you can do that, subhanAllah, then you must know that you are walking on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, look at the Sahaba ikram. Look at the pious predecessors, look at the awliya izam, look at the great, great, great personalities who left this world. You will see that the moments which changed their lives, many examples you will have in front of you, the moments which changed their lives was a moment where they were just on the verge, on the tip of committing a sin, of doing something filthy, and all of a sudden maybe they remembered an ayat, or someone recited an ayat, or just all of a sudden they thought about something and they stopped themselves from that sin. That is the turning point in their life. We'll find many people. How did they become a wali Allah? How did they repent? How did they change their entire lifestyle? You will see that we were going to do this certain act, but all of a sudden we remembered this ayat, we remembered this hadith, this happened to us, that happened to us, and we made tawbah. And from then until today, alhamdulillah, we are on the straight path. So that is basically the first step towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you are on the brink of doing something indecent, doing something filthy. By that time a person says, no, I make tawbah in the court of Allah. I am not going to go towards this person. I'm not going to go towards this act. I'm not going to commit this act. No, my Islam, Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stopped me from doing this, and I am going to stop myself, Allah, 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 just to sacrifice those few moments of pleasure. A person cannot do it, but if he does it, Allah, 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 you must see the sweetness he feels in his life. You must see the sweetness he feels in his heart. You must see the taste which he feels on his tongue and his heart at that moment. SubhanAllah, he feels proud of himself that yes, I achieved something. On the other hand, when a person is going towards a sin, and you know, just for the pleasure of a few moments, he commits the sin. And later on, he sits and he thinks, and he's like, why couldn't I control myself? I mean, I do have power over myself. But he doesn't realize that now he has committed that sin. Now there is no excitement. There is no pleasure. There is no desire to commit this sin. That's why now he feels it is easy to control himself. But a few moments ago, that same person, it was very, very difficult for him to control his heart, to control his desires. Why? The answer is very, 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 very simple. The answer is because at that time he fell prey to his nafs, he fell prey to his desires. And he did not use his intellect at that time, he didn't use his aql at that time. The aql, the desire said that, no, do every filthy activity. Jo hoga dekha jayega, we'll see whatever happens later on. And later on, when later on came, then he sat down and regretted. So these two categories of people, having lots of wealth and not using your brains, in simple words, these are the people who are involved in the most indecent activities in the world. And this is a challenge to everyone. Go and look at the charts, all right, of those people who have done indecent acts in the past, and look at them and see how many of them are wealthy people, how many are those people who do not use the intellect, who do not have the right understanding of what Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught them, who do not have the knowledge, who do not have the true main understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find them involved in these indecent and filthy activities. Valentine's Day is one of those things. No? Besides Valentine's Day, how many other activities there are? Valentine's Day comes once in a year. Besides this, how many Valentine's Day are our youngsters celebrating in nightclubs? How many Valentine's Day are our youngsters doing on every weekends? How many Valentine's Day are our youngsters doing, you know, in closed rooms behind the door, when the door is closed, when the light is off? Then what is all of those immoral and indecent acts which our youngsters are doing, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our family members? How many of them are doing this act? And then we won't raise the voice. You will find every Valentine's Day, everyone will raise the voice and say, no, Islam taught us modesty, Islam taught us haya, Islam taught us sharam. I said, Islam taught you modesty throughout all these 365 days. Not only on one day you must go and practice your modesty, and the other 360 days, 65 days, you are doing every filthy act. But no, on this day, we will show that Islam taught us modesty. If the same Islam which taught you modesty, which you must show on the Valentine's Day especially, actually, that same Islam told you, you must show this modesty throughout your entire life. You cannot choose that, no, on this day I will show, and I will show the entire world that I'm a true Muslim. I will wear a jubba, I will wear a naqab, I will wear parda, I will not do anything haram, I will not speak to that boy, I will not speak to that girl. No, I will show them that today Islam has taught us, this is right, this is wrong. And the next day, you will find that same person doing every unlawful and indecent act. At that time, where did Islam go? So it is not a joking matter. It is not a matter where you must start laughing and joking and thinking that no, it is something, no problem, we are young, we can do this, we can do that, we will carry on, we'll see what will happen. No, it's a moment to become very, 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 very serious. The Valentine's Day is actually a trap. A trap from the Western world, a trap from those people who are against Islam, a trap from those people who want to control the minds of our youngsters, of the youth, and take them towards the evil. You can take, a piece of dung, of number two, of stool, and cover it with sugar, sugarcoat it as much as you want. It will still remain dung, it will still remain stool, it will still remain number two. It will never ever become a lollipop, it will never ever become a sweet. So no matter how many beautiful names and nice titles you give to indecency, it will still remain indecent, it will still remain as immorality. So it is something which everyone needs to keep in mind, and we need to start asking ourselves this question that where are we standing, what are we doing? Unfortunately, as believers, as mu'mineen, we are, instead of following the teachings of Islam, we are finding every possible way to, ma'adhallah, go against the teaching of Islam. And this is not what Islam commands us. You know, when you come from an Islamic perspective and you see what does the Holy Quran say about immorality, about this immodesty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, say, my Lord has only forbidden immoralities, which is apparent of them, and what is concealed, and sin, and oppression without right, and that you associate with Allah that for which He has not sent down authority. and that you say about Allah that which you do not know. So the Quran has prohibited us and stopped us. The first thing which is mentioned in this ayat, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّي الْفَوَاحِشِ, my Lord has only forbidden immoralities, which is apparent and which is concealed. Alright, so those indecent acts which you are doing openly, which you are doing whilst hiding away from people, which you are exposing it and doing it, which you are doing secretly, which you are doing in front of everyone, which you are doing behind the closed doors, all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden you from doing this indecency, this immorality, this immodesty which you have. Allah ta'ala has made it haram and forbidden you from doing it. إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشِ. Say, no, Mullah Sahib, you know, it's Valentine's Day. It's a day where, we just meet our friends. Right? We stay with them. We spend some time with them. I said, that is not the name of Valentine's. Right? I have a friend, okay, who is a boy. He's a youngster. He is with me. He's my friend every day. Valentine's Day is not for the friend who you have of the same gender. No. Valentine's Day is that day where you are going to spend the day with the opposite gender, ma'adallah. Or even if it is the same gender, you are going to do something which is haram, ma'adallah. What do you do on Valentine's Day? A boy buys a gift and he gives it to his girl. Or the girl buys a gift and she gives it to the boy. A boy has a crush on a girl for the past 2 months, and the friends, you know, say on Valentine's Day you must go and maybe give her a gift, go and propose to her, give her this ring, give her this flower. And on that day the boy, you know, masters the courage and he goes and gives her the flower. Or the girl, you know, she meets this boy and she apparently fell in love with him at first sight, and the youngsters then say, or her girls or her girlfriends or her friends will tell her that, you know, go and, you know, on this day give him a go wink at him or write a letter and leave it on his desk and he will give you something in return. This is what happens on Valentine's Day. Tell me what part of this is allowed in Islam, and what part of this is modest, what part of this has this sharm and this haya. Not even a single part of this entire celebration of Valentine's Day has some modesty or has some haya. What else happens on this day? Besides the exchanging of gifts, they meet each other. They'll sit with each other, talk with each other. And ma'adallah, that act will even go to the level of fornication, of zina, of adultery. As I told you, nobody will say anything. Why? Because they did it on Valentine's Day. It became permissible on that day, ma'adallah. All those things which were haram, on that day it becomes permissible, it becomes jaiz, al-ayadu billah. That is what our Muslims are thinking. That is what we are thinking. That no, you sugarcoat it and it becomes fine, it becomes totally okay. It doesn't become totally okay. إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّي الْفَوَاحِشِ. Allah Ta'ala has only forbidden immoralities. The exchanging of gift is immoral, it's immodest, it is not permissible for you to do. Sitting next to a girl and speaking to her, it's not allowed for you to do. Proposing to her at that time, it is not allowed for you to do. Giving that flower to her, not allowed for you to do it. Giving that ring and selling the gift to her, not allowed for you to do it. Going and spending some time alone with her, not allowed for you to do it. Going on long walks, not permissible. Going on long drives, not permissible. Meeting in the parks, not permissible. Meeting at the houses, not permissible. All of these things are haram, impermissible. But unfortunately, you know, we want to do it. We are involved in it. So this is what is Valentine's Day. If you have to give it a name, the name will be a day of immodesty, an immodest day, a day where every person exposes everything and basically he becomes naked on that day. Apparently you have become naked, you are doing every filthy thing. What is that? You are exposing everything. All your good qualities, all the good things which you had. On this one day, people, you know, tarnish the reputation of the entire family. People tarnish the reputation of the entire society. And the parents, the brothers, the sisters, everyone have to put their heads lowered out of shame. Why? Because this person couldn't control his feelings on Valentine's Day. He wanted to be cool, he wanted to celebrate it, he wanted to go around and do some things for some people, and you know, because of that it brought shame to the entire society, it brought shame to everyone. So on this day we can only make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, enable us to control ourselves, may Allah enable us to remain under the guide of Sharia and the path of Islam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, we'll take a short break and listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Haya is something that Islam encourages, Islam promotes, because society can only remain peaceful, serene, and in a good state, good condition, if the people in that society are modest, bahaya. And a society where immodesty is rife and rampant, Allahu Akbar, so many sins take place, an accumulation of sins, wrongdoings. And then the adab of Allah will descend. What else will happen? So let us go to the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that iman, faith, has 70 plus branches of faith. And modesty is a big branch of faith, a massive branch of faith. Who is saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And who has narrated it? Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim. It's mentioned in Nasai, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. Very powerful hadith. That one strong part of iman is haya, showing haya. So we have to ponder upon ourselves. How much do we act upon Islamic teachings regarding haya? Now, before I continue with narrations, etc., the ta'rif, the definition, what is haya? Haya doesn't mean that in every given situation you show shyness, you show modesty, you pull out of situations because you are shy. No. The definition of haya that the scholars have given, Allama Baydawi rahimahullah has mentioned, Al-haya'u inqibadu nafsi anil qabihi makhafat al-dham. For the ego, for the nafs, for the self, to avoid and refrain from bad actions, immoral actions, detestable actions, due to the fear of rebuke. This is what haya is. You will refrain from an action because of the rebuke that you will gain if you are caught doing that action. When we look at it from the aspect of Sharia, Allama Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Ali, he states, Islamically speaking, haya is when a person reflects upon the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah always showering upon him, and then he remembers his own shortcomings, his lapses, his errors, and then as a result he feels shame, he feels regret, he feels bad. And then because of this regret, because of this shame, and because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes a vow to avoid that sin and similar sins in the future. He avoids sins in future. Why? Because of his misdeeds, when he reflects upon them, he reflects upon the blessings of Allah, and out of the fear of Allah, he makes this intention, this promise that in the future I won't sin. I won't fall into these things again. This is what haya is. Now, if somebody tells you to do a tilawat of the Quran, and you say, oh, I'm shy, brother, I have haya. That's not haya. This is the haya we're talking about, the shari'i haya that you should develop. Someone asks you to do a good act, recite na'at of the Prophet ﷺ, brother, you know, I have haya in me. Allahu Akbar, you can't use that in that particular context. The haya shouldn't stop you from doing good. It should prevent you from evil and wrongdoing and doing bad. This is the key difference that we should have in mind when discussing the topic of haya.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Marhaba, Mubarak, welcome back to our silsila. You are watching The Light of Guidance. Before the break, very beautifully, we discussed a bit about immodesty and immorality. As mu'mineen, all of us come, let's make the intention that inshallah azza wa jal, we will always try and, you know, follow the teachings of Islam, follow the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. make dua. May Allah Ta'ala enable all of us to act upon whatever we have learned. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah. You have everything. You lose this love by Allah. You lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah azawajal in the coming episodes of the Light of Guidance. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us firm. May Allah keep all of us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahl sunnah wal jama'ah. Inshallah, till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.